Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Get started here with Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Manolo?
Fine, thanks. Since day one, you've liked Kaia Tom because of the strength that he has, despite being a very short, small man. But you also said that you would like to have a better read on his ability to play in the outfield. Now that it's about to be over, what kind of read you guys have had of Tom playing in the outfield?
Yeah, he looks fine in all the outfield spots that we've put him. Haven't really seen any dicey plays, but watching him in drills and so forth, obviously we're comfortable with his entire game at this point. So we do have a couple games left. Have a tough decision to make with potentially the last bench spot. So it'll go down to the wire like some of the other ones will, I'm sure.
Yes, Rule 5 has brought the baseball, given a lot of great players the ability to play in the majors, like starting from Roberto Clemente. You guys have had recent great players. You had Cana get through Rule 5 last year, Machin. What are some of the things that you like about this system, and what are the things that you would like to change if you have the possibility of doing that?
You know what? I don't get too terribly involved in all that. I mean, it gives the opportunity for players that might not have an avenue for a certain team that may have attributes that another team likes. And that's worked out really well for us. So as far as the rule goes, I'm fine with it. But I think, obviously our front office is more involved in trying to pick these guys and see who's available and make the decisions that they do. And, that's a strength of our organization is that, David and Billy seem to identify players with traits that help us out. And certainly Mark Canna and Machin last year.
Matt.
Hey, Bob. Did everything go okay with Luzardo's sim I'm outing yesterday?
Yeah. All good. Got up to, I know he was up at least 5 times, might have been 6. He'll be on schedule to go and looks to be game 2 for him.
And then do you guys have to pare it down to 26 before you go back up to Oakland, or could you take a couple more guys up with you?
We have a workout there, so that's probably going to be the case. I'm probably not going to have anything for you after today. Probably more of a workout day type of decision.
Vince?
Bob, now that you've gone with, looks like, Mark in the leadoff spot, and you've got some new personnel in your offense, and you've had a chance to watch spring training, do you have a sense, an idea of how you think the offense works, or is it basically because most of these guys have been with you in the past, certain style that your club has had, and it's probably going to continue that way?
Yeah, more the latter. With Elvis, potentially a guy that can hit and run, handle the bat a little bit. We'll see how he is physically as far as the stolen base dynamic goes. We do feel like we have several guys that can steal some bases depending on timing and situations and what's been given to us. But for the most part, our style is kind of our style, has been for a while. You know, a guy like Jed has always fit into our style. So, we are probably a little more suited on, making a pitcher work, taking some walks, hitting some homers from time to time. That's kind of the way we've done it in the past. So I don't think it changes dramatically.
The model that your club used this spring training with your starting rotation, doing their sim stuff on the side, allowing you to look at some of the younger guys like Dalton today, gave them a chance to compete, and they're still competing to the end. Specifically, when you look at Dalton, what did he prove to you going back to that first start to where he is now to still be very much alive with some possibilities to help you sooner as opposed to later?
Yeah, you're right. It seemed to have benefit us in trying to identify, who that last starter would be and get a longer look at these guys for sure. So, we got a short look at Dalton. He's had some injuries. We haven't seen a ton of them, but we feel a little bit better about our evaluation of him recently, and continues to impress. I mean, we knew all along he was a talented guy. He went obviously high in the draft for us, and a guy that all your high draft picks you have high expectations for. So this is just kind of his time to shine and show us what he has to offer. And, you know, if he does make it, great. If not, you certainly can flip things around. And we feel like we have several guys that we can, you know, we can lean on to get the best fit at a particular time. I'm just not sure who that's going to be to start.
And finally, how much has his confidence grown watching him? I know it's spring training, but watching him perform for you here.
No, that's something that's evident. You know, last year we see him one time, you know, he gets a start and had a little difficult time in the first inning. That can always, you know, lend for some trepidation for some guys. But the more he pitches and the more you see him, more success he has, and he's facing pretty good lineups too, the more confidence you see in his face. And that's something that, you know, as our coaching staff, we definitely see. So, you know, hopefully that continues today for him.
Shana?
You've talked a lot about Sergio Romo and his personality and how it's shined since the moment he got here. What has he been, what can you say about what his personality is like with his teammates, and what kind of guidance does he give other pitchers, younger pitchers in particular?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously, he's been on the other side of the bay, but his personality really resonates here. He feels like he's been here for longer than he has. He's very comfortable here. He knows Petit very well. He knows everybody based on the fact that he's played for as long as he has. And he's a three-time world champion. So, you know, you look at our acquisitions and there's kind of a common theme with a lot of these guys of, you know, that they've had been in World Series and won World Series. So that's, you know, that adds to a group that is fighting to get to one. And when you have those kind of resources and, you know, what it looks like deeper in the season and into the postseason, into World Series, is there, you know, valuable guys to lean on. So hopefully we get to that point this year and we have more guys with experience that have played deep in the postseason.
I was just going to ask if it didn't sound like you were worried about Romo yesterday with the knee and everything, but just making sure he's okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard from the training staff at this point right now. I think if it was a serious concern, I might have heard at this point. So we'll see how he does today. But I probably have something later for you.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.